When I say the world's God created the world, can you do this in a huge circle? Is that all right? Okay. God created the world. And he did. And he looked on it, and it was beautiful and wonderful. And he made someone. Who did he make? Who was the first person that he made? That's not a bad answer, actually. Who did he make? Begins with A. He made Adam. He made the first Adam. And then he said, come and follow me. So this time, Theo, can you just put the two movements together, please? God made the whole world, come and follow me. But this time as well, can you use your wonderful voice to say, God made the whole world, come and follow me. Ready?
God made the whole world, come and follow me.
Absolutely. And his arms were outstretched. It was God, wasn't it? So his arms were so wide that they almost went on forever. So when he'd made the whole world, he could stretch right across it, every single last inch across it. Now, I said we were all going to work together and work on this. Could you, if you're just sitting here, and perhaps Theo, perhaps if you could be the leader, could you all stand up, please? And what you're going to do is just what Theo's done. And perhaps, Theo, could you go and stand behind that wonderful-looking angel over there? Just fantastic. Now, Theo's going to lead you round the whole church, all the way to the back, past the Christmas tree, and swoop all the way around again. Theo, that's your first route, but not yet. Not quite yet. Because as you do, can you spread out your arms and look at all the adults and say, follow me, follow me, follow me? This is the sad bit. Can all you adults, much as I'm sure you'd like to just glance over and perhaps give a friendly wink or a thumbs up, could you look straight ahead, please, and be as stony-faced as you can possibly be? I think Andrew Corns would describe it as stiff-necked people. If you could manage to be stiff-necked people, I'd be very grateful. So, children, you're going to go around the whole church, led by Theo, and then Theo's going to lead you all the way back here. We're going to sit down, and you're going to say, all of you, just all together or in your own time and in your own special way, follow me. But everyone, can we just ignore them? Thank you, Theo. Off you go. Follow me, follow me. Are you going to turn to them and just say, follow me, follow me? Perhaps I'll do that for you then. Follow me, follow me. But what did we do? We just looked straight ahead. We just ignored and turned our backs. Follow me, follow me. But we were a stiff-necked people. God surrounded the whole world. God's love spread everywhere, represented this morning through these wonderful children. Follow me, follow me. And they're waving, and they're smiling, because children can't stop smiling. But us, our hearts are hardened. And that's what happened. God made the whole world, stretched his arms out wide. Would someone else like to come out to the front now? I don't mind who it is. Come on then. Fantastic. Do you want to stand on that side then? So God had made the whole world. Should we do that again? Angel, brilliant. And he'd invited everyone, but everyone was like this, or worse, like this, or even worse, like that. Or worse still, let's turn and face the back of the church. Should we do that? Like that. Can you imagine how rude that was to God who'd made the whole world? We just turned our backs on him. And lots of things went wrong. And it's all in this part of the Bible, all at the first half or three-fifths maybe of the Bible. We did so many wrong things. And God looked down and he was sad. So what did he do? What did God do? And thank you for teaching us so brilliantly this morning. What did God do? What was he up to? Yes, Jasper.
He flooded the earth.
Sorry?
He flooded the earth.
He flooded the earth. Absolutely, he did. What else?
He sent his son down to save us.
That's a super, super answer. And do you know the name of his son?
Jesus!
Fantastic. Yes, well done. Oh, that's great. So, there we go. We've learned something, haven't we? It was Jesus, but it was also, and this is what Mark taught me, he had another name. He had lots of names, actually. But he wasn't the first Adam. He was the light of God. I like that answer as well, Jaden. But he wasn't the first Adam. He was
the second Adam.
The second Adam. Out you come, then. Go on, then, Jaden. That's fantastic. He was the second Adam. He was the second Adam. And so, brother and sister, here we go. Together, can you do what Theo did so brilliantly before? Wide, huge circle, please. He'd already made the world, but he recreated the world. He recreated the relationship between God and us. And he knocked back all the barriers. And who came down but the second Adam, Jesus, as we much prefer to call him. Jesus came down. God's Son came down and he said, we can all be children of God. Adopted children of God. So God had only one son. But then God did something quite amazing. He came down. He created us. So can you put your arms out, both of you, please? And he said, follow me. And his arms actually were just as wide, just as big, and his love was infinite, high, huge, deep, as wide as the, was it wide, wide as the ocean, deep as the deepest sea. The love was just extraordinary, and he came down in the form of Jesus. Everyone sitting just here, can you stand up again, please? And we could have a new leader. Perhaps he'd like to be the new leader. Do you want to be the new leader? God, excellent. If you just go and stand where Theo was before, but don't set off yet. And this time, can you go around the whole church? So you're actually going to come back down. Can you see where I'm standing now? So you're going to come down. So the whole world was wrapped around in Jesus' love. And Jesus said, and God had said, follow me, but we needed to respond. And rather than ignore them, please, let's do what's far more natural to us. And just, even if they don't say anything, just say, yes, I accept you. And I believe in you. And anything else that comes to mind as we watch them, as they parade around us, as we think of God circling his whole wonderful loving arms around us in Jesus' form. Off you go. Follow me. Follow me. See the smiles, see the waves coming back. People are accepting. People are responding. People are letting Jesus into their hearts. Some did. Some didn't. There we go. Brilliant. Thank you. Thank you. That's wonderful. Around the whole church and the whole world. You've done it. You've done it. Wonderful. Come sit down again. Accepted and they believed. So that was a much more friendly acceptance and embracing. But it says here in verse 10, and please look with me if you still have your Bibles open, that's 1 John 10 to 13. It says, he was in the world, and the world came into being through him. That's what Theo showed us. Thank you, Jaden. That's wonderful. He came to what was his own. And this is sad. His own people did not accept him. Can you shake your heads? Can you sort of shuffle and turn away? Like Madison and I did. That's very good. Turning your backs. It's awful. And then face me again, please. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God. So the second Adam comes down. There's only one Son of God, and that's Jesus. But suddenly Jesus is saying, we can all join the family. We have to do two things. Accept and believe. Who can show what accepting looks like? Anyone else like to come out to the front? Who'd like to come out? Yes. Let's have, this must be a sheep. Let's have one of the sheep. And perhaps if you could stand on the top step so everyone can see at the back as well. Well done. What's your name? What's your brilliant name?
Callum.
Callum. Okay. Hello, Callum. Can you show me what accepting looks like? How do you accept a gift at Christmas time? What do you do? Do you do anything with your arms? Do you do anything with your teeth? Let's say if I gave a gift to you, what would you do with your arms? You take the gift. That's right. You would, wouldn't you? So let's show that, shall we? So we have to accept God into our hearts at Christmas and then forever. And then anyone else like to show what believing looks like? Who would like to show what believing looks like? Do you want to again? How'd you come then? Wonderful. So if you come and stand on the other side of Callum, what's your brilliant name, leader? From
Lola.
Lola. Well, Lola, could you show what you think believing looks like? Show us what believing looks like. What does it look like? Do you want me to help? This is quite difficult, isn't it? I found this really, really difficult. Okay, sometimes when I sit at the back of the church, I see people doing this or doing that. Should we do that? Believe. I believe. But to say I believe and then do nothing is not really belief. So if God is inviting us into our family and we've accepted him and we've brought him into our hearts, for us, we have to do something. We have to believe, we have to show it, and we have to do what God would like us to do. That means when you sang brilliantly, obedient children, I smiled and thought, yes, but none of us are really obedient. And yet, if we've tried to follow what God wants us to do, then we will become children of God. So, thank you, you two. Could you go and sit down again? Now, the adults have come off quite lightly, I think, with this little, with our discovery about what it means to become children of God. So, adults and children, as we do this final prayer, I'd quite like to do it to a song, the song I sang at the beginning. And when I sing, Father God, I wonder how I managed to exist without the knowledge of your parenthood and your loving care. Can all of us children make ourselves as small as possible, close our eyes, and imagine the darkest, darkest place? And adults, perhaps if we could just bow our heads and close our eyes as well. And then, but now I am your child, I am adopted in your family. If you could open your eyes at that point. And then finally, as we sing his praises, if we could all stand and look at the cross, that will remind us that Jesus said, come and follow me. So it goes a little bit like this, and then I'll join in the actions with you. So we've all got our eyes closed at the moment, including me. Father God, I wonder how I managed to exist without the knowledge of your parenthood and your loving care. Eyes open, but now I am your child. I am adopted in your family, and I will never be alone, 'cause Father God, you're there beside me. I will sing your praises. I will sing your praises. I will sing your praises forevermore. I will sing your praises. I will sing your praises. I will sing your praises forevermore. Amen.